Welcome back to another episode of Your Network's Edge, the Radway Podcast. Today, we'll deep dive into temporary sight and why they need smart monitoring following a recent Rad webinar. You know, whenever asset monitoring comes up, most folks picture steady, unchanging places like factories. But there's this whole universe of temporary sites, construction zones, pop-up events that spring up almost overnight. Why do you think these need just as much monitoring, maybe even more, than the traditional locations?
It's wild how often they fly under the radar. Sites like festival grounds or emergency response areas are packed with expensive equipment and zero time for proper, long-term setups. The risks just feel totally different. They're more exposed, less predictable, and honestly, mistakes can cost a fortune in a matter of hours.
Exactly. The pace is so fast, sometimes you've only got days to get everything up and running, keep tabs on it all, then tear down. Miss a beat, and you find something's gone missing or malfunctioned before you even realize it.
That actually reminds me, it's not just those construction or renovation zones. Think about roadworks, airport expansions, music festivals, sports events, all sorts of projects that appear and disappear in a flash. Each has its own unique set of assets and headaches.
And when it comes to events, it's kind of surreal. One morning, there's an empty field. By afternoon, you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gear cables, generators, lighting. Then poof, it's all gone by Monday. That little window is a total scramble if you're not monitoring everything.
Let's not skip emergency response sites either. When disaster strikes, there's barely any warning. Teams need to get vital infrastructure like pumps and generators in place across wide, chaotic areas. The pressure is intense, because lives and safety are on the line if anything fails.
Funny you bring that up. I've seen firsthand how teams can panic when a generator breaks down overnight or a tool just vanishes. With so much gear moving constantly, it's like a magnet for breakdowns and theft. What would you say are the most challenging aspects of monitoring these places?
For me, it's the unpredictability. Equipment gets shifted around constantly, and it's rare to have a dedicated security or monitoring crew on site. Plus, even a single unnoticed failure, like a missing laptop or a dead generator, can set off a chain reaction of delays.
Right, and those delays can really drain resources. The cost of falling behind on a project can end up dwarfing the value of whatever was lost or broken in the first place.
Let's get granular here. What exactly is sitting at these sites? Diesel generators, cranes, massive lighting towers, mobile offices? They're all essential, pricey, and frustratingly easy to roll away or damage.
And it's not just the big ticket items. Smaller stuff, like fuel tanks, stacks of copper cable, even a box of power tools or laptops. If it's valuable and portable, it's fair game for theft or accidental loss.
I'm always surprised by how quickly things can just disappear. With teams rotating in and out, there's rarely a constant pair of eyes on everything, and that's when stuff tends to walk off or break down unnoticed.
Speaking of disappearing assets, did you catch that stat about project losses? In the U.S. alone, theft at these temporary sites eats up more than $1 billion a year, not even counting the knock-on effect of delays.
That's a massive hit, and delays tack on even more pain. A third of all projects get tripped up by theft or breakdowns. Plus, if you're not actively monitoring, insurance premiums can skyrocket. It's a nasty feedback loop.
It's almost perversely funny skip on monitoring to save money, but then end up paying double or triple for repairs, delays, and higher insurance after things go wrong.
Here's another twist. Traditional maintenance just can't keep up with the pace of these sites. Usually someone only checks in every week or two, but by then, a pump could have failed days earlier, causing all sorts of headaches.
I've heard stories of specialists driving for hours, only to find out the equipment failed last weekend, and nobody knew. When you're racing the clock on a project, that kind of delay is just brutal.
Even when you've got a set schedule for checks, theft or vandalism can hit at night or on weekends. When the site's silent, it's just too easy for problems to slip through the cracks.
That's where industrial IoT really steps in and shakes things up. With real-time asset monitoring, you can check on everything around the clock, no more waiting for someone to show up in person.
Exactly. You get instant alerts if a generator goes down, a pump overheats, or a piece of gear leaves the site unexpectedly. It's like an invisible safety net, letting you act fast before little issues become major disasters.
And for remote or high-risk locations where sending out a team isn't practical, that kind of visibility is a total game changer.
Let's talk nuts and bolts. Most of these systems run on a network of LoRa sensors, GPS trackers, and tilt sensors to detect tampering or movement. Throw in a bunch of IP cameras, and now you're seeing every critical spot in real time.
All that data gets channeled through an IoT gateway. Think SecFlow or ETX units that connect sensors, cameras, even heavy machinery. With edge computing right on site, even if your internet blips, local monitoring keeps humming along.
Edge processing is seriously underrated. You get lightning-fast responses and don't have to ship every bit of data up to the cloud, which is a lifesaver when you're paying by the gig for cellular backhaul.
So, once the data leaves the site, often over 4G, 5G, or satellite, it lands in an IoT platform. That's where all the magic happens. Status updates, live alerts, analytics, you name it.
And it's not just overwhelming data dumps. The right setup gives you a slick dashboard, live maps, incident alerts, maybe even a pop-up if a generator's running too hot or a door opens at the wrong time. It's actionable info, not just noise.
Honestly, it starts to feel like Google Maps for your physical assets, but with X-ray vision built in.
One part I love is how these systems catch safety issues, too. AI-powered cameras can flag if someone's not wearing their helmet or vest. It's not just theft protection, it's real-time safety compliance.
That's smart. Instead of random spot checks, you've got AI watching for safety lapses and pinging alerts instantly. Plus, every incident is logged for compliance or insurance. It takes so much guesswork out of the process.
And if someone spots a leak or loses a laptop, it's reported and tracked right alongside everything else. Nothing falls through the cracks.
Another thing that's underrated is how you can tweak the alerts. If a fuel tank empties way too fast, or there's suspicious activity at 2 a.m., you get instant notifications, SMS, email, whatever works for your team.
That's true. But what makes it really workable is being able to set priorities. Not every ping is urgent, so you can focus on serious stuff and still review the minor blips later. Plus, pulling up old reports helps spot patterns and stay ahead of future issues.
That's a lifesaver for project managers. Honestly, no more nasty surprises creeping up at the worst moment.
Here's something cool. These systems are built for speed. With plug-and-play setup, you don't need to be an IT pro to get everything running, which is perfect when you're launching a new site every week.
And the way you can scale is almost effortless. One festival or 50 road projects at once. Just add more sensors and gateways. The integrations are straightforward, so you're not reinventing the wheel every time.
That's what makes it way less intimidating for companies. Rolling out across multiple sites or ramping up as projects grow doesn't have to be a logistical nightmare anymore.
Earlier you mentioned dashboards. Can you give us a peek at what a live site view looks like? What does a manager actually see in real time?
Absolutely. You'd start off with a map showing all active sites, flagged with color codes for current incidents. Click on a site and you're looking at a digital twin. Real-time sensor feeds door switches, temperature, humidity, even live camera snapshots.
And you can really dig in, right? Like check the oil pressure on generator 3, see its weekly uptime, or even pull up the last maintenance log?
Exactly. You can set or adjust maintenance schedules, log incidents like missing tools or leaks, and everything is tracked and categorized in one place. It's a true command center, all from your browser.
So after all this, what's the big takeaway? For me, smart IoT isn't just about keeping thieves out or catching breakdowns. It's about shifting from reactive chaos to proactive control with instant alerts and real insights.
That's the whole point, turning what could be a nightmare into something manageable, safe, and cost-effective. If you spot issues before they hit, keep the project humming, and deliver on time, you're already way ahead of the curve.
Honestly, for temporary sites, that's the difference between total chaos and calm, efficient progress. Real-time monitoring is the secret weapon every project manager needs.